The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Moshe Kenev Yosef Ben Sarah, and Malachi Ganati, Yafa Bat Sarah. Nu Nishmat, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, and Hashem Tenihan Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Ema, Moshe Medina, Sarah Rochama Bat Rachel, and Sarah Bat Rachel, and Acham Sion Ben Esther, and the Pana Dayan, and Fata Nevish, and Fata Gur, 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 and and we are starting at the two dots. Ha'ish, the Kadesh, and Bito. That's actually a quote from the first Mishnah in the Perek, right? The Mishnah said, "Aish mekadesh et bito kishehi ne'ara." The father can be mekadesh his daughter when she's a ne'ara. That means she's 12 years old, right? And even though she brought the simmanim of maturity, 12 years old, she's considered ne'ara. The father still has rights to be mekadesh. He can accept the kiddushin on behalf of the daughter. So comes again and says to Nanata, we have a Mishnah, Ne'ara Me'orasa. That's a girl that is already Me'oreset, she's engaged. He ve'aviya mekablin et gita. Regarding the get, she can receive her own get, and the father also can receive the get. Okay, let's read Rashi. Ne'ara Me'orasa adin ketana. Okay, the same law would be what a ketana. Okay, we're going to see why he discussed Ne'ara for Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He ve'aviha, or he or haviha, which is either he, the father, or she, the Ne'ara, can receive the get. He, she'ne gedolai, because she's 12 years old, she's already considered gedolai. But yesh la yad, she has a hand, meaning a hand is considered valid to receive. Ve'amra Torah v'natan b'yada. 12 years old, a hand is considered a hand. The Aviya, why could a father accept a get? Shatorah zechta lo lekabel kiddusheha. Because we know that in Na'ara, we learned already that the father is able to receive her kiddushin. And we know we have a hekesh between kiddushin and kiddushin. Ve'etkish, etziyah lehabaya. Good. Ve'davka Na'ara. This is only talking about, first of all, a Na'ara, aval ketana aviha velohi. A ketana, only the father can receive the kiddushin. She has no yad, she cannot receive her girushin. Vedavka mina irusin. And that which we say the father can receive the girushin of a ne'ara, that's only a girushin mina irusin. Aval mina nisuin. Once she gets full-fledged married, he velo aviha. Then the father loses all rights. The bishan is set in la via reshutba. Once she gets married, she's totally out of the father's domain. So again, we're talking about Na'ara mina irusin, aviha vehi mekabelet gita. Meaning, or aviha, or he mekabelet gita. So that's the first shita. So again, Tananatam Na'ara meonasai vehaviha mekabelet gita. Rabbi Yehuda says, En shte yadayim zochot ke'achat. No, you cannot have two people that can be zochot simultaneously. Ela. Aviya mekabel et gita. Finished. Only the father. Wow. I mean, you cannot have two people that have an ability to be zochet at the same time. And the beguf ehad and one lady. And therefore, Na'ara me'orasah b'Rabbi Yehuda argues only the father. Comes the Gemara and says, continues, v'chol she'en yechola lishmor et gita. And any girl that doesn't have da'at to hold on to her get, to protect her get, en yecholim nitgaresh, you could not make a girushin on her. Even if you give it to the father. Why? Look at Ashi. V'chosh en ha'yichoda l'shmonet gita en ha'yichoda l'tgaresh afilu al yedei aviha. De'a shotahi. She's considered like a shotah. V'amar b'yitzchak v'shilneha mebeto. You have to send her out of the house. What does it mean send her out? Somebody that when you send her, doesn't come back. Nish mishalcha v'en ha'chozeret. Yatzta zu shemishalcha v'en ha'chozeret because she has no da'at. So therefore, even if the father would accept the gittin, it's not going to help her. She has no da'at because she's always going to come back. So that's the shita. So Tarekama holds that what that Na'ara Me'orasah both can accept the girushin. Rabbi Yehuda says no, only the father, and everybody agrees when it comes to a shota, nobody can accept. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Ish Lakish,
כמחלוקת לגירושין, just like we have a מחלוקת בגירושין between תנקמה and רבי יהודה, כך מחלוקת לקדושין, so too we have the same מחלוקת by קדושין, which means according to תנקמה, just like the father can receive the גירושין of a נערה המאורסה, so too he can accept the קדושין. Okay, Rashi, מחלוקת בקדושין, כך מחלוקת בקדושין, מגירושין נשמע לקדושין, דרבנן, קדשה עצמה, or if she accepts her own קדושין, it'll also be good. Right? When the Yehuda in a mitkadeshin. So we have a mahlo. Everybody agrees that the na'ara, the father can accept the kiddushin. I'm sorry, the father can accept the kiddushin for a na'ara. That's already we learned from Pesukim. But the mahlokot over here is, can she accept? So therefore, the Shtakish comes along and says, ke mahloket be girushin, kah mahloket be kiddushin. That what? Just like Tanakama says, that by girushin, or the father, or her, so to by kiddushin, or the father or her, and the Yehuda says, no, only the father by kiddushin, only the father by kiddushin. Comes the Gemara and says, that is the shita of the Shtakish. The Rabbi Yochanan amal machloket le girushin, amal le kiddushin, the Rabbi Akol aviha velohi. She's the only machlok we have where Tanakama is lenient to say that she can accept, that's only by her girushin. But by kiddushin, everybody holds only the father. Even Tanakama. So I have to see what the machloket is over here. Ve'amar Rabbi Yosef ben Hanina, ma'itamad Rabbi Yochanan, Ali Bad Rabbanan. What's the logic of Rabbi Yochanan? Why does he hold that everybody's going to say that all that what? Why by kiddushin, only the father can accept? She's Tanakama held by girushin, she can accept the girushin, or the father can accept the girushin. Oh, but by kiddushin, only the father. Well, why? Gemara says, Girushin, good Samara, demachneset atzma l'reshut aviha. Girushin, she's going back into her father's domain. She's an Aram Urasa, right? When she gets divorced now, who does she go back to? To her father. So therefore, ben he ben aviha. So I could say that the father doesn't mind. Good, let her accept the Girushin, because bottom line, she's coming back to the father. However, Kiddushin, demafkat atzma l'reshut aviha, but Kiddushin, she's going the other way. Kedushin, she's leaving the father's domain. Avia avilohi. So then I'll say what? Only the father can accept, but not her. You have a good logic. When the direction is going towards the father, then I'll let her even accept it. Because the father's happy, good, you accept it, you're coming back to me. Kedushin. But say Kedushin, you're walking away from me. Then already I'll say what? Only the father can be Kaddish and Ara. Look at Rashi. Bottom Rashi, Girushin de Mechneset Atzma, Bekabalat Kital Rishut Aviyah, Amin de Aviyah Nami Nihale, Shetekabel Hi, Vavigita. Good, Nihat her father, he doesn't, not Makbir on that. But Sheikin, my Kiddushin, what are you talking? You want to leave me? No, only the father has the right. That's the Hiduk between Girushin and Kiddushin. That's why the Bi'anan said only by Girushin and not by Kiddushin. Gabriel, what are you talking about? Vare Ma'amar. What's the case of Ma'amar? You have a lady that fell to Yibum. Let's review the case of Yibum. You have a girl that was married to a man that had no children. The guy died. Okay? The guy has brothers. The law is from the Torah. One of them has to make a Yibum, right, in order to perpetuate their brother's seed. Oh, but there's two brothers. So now, which brother is going to make the Yibum? You know, whichever one wants. One of them over here made what's called Ma'amar. What he did was, he gave the, we call her a zikuka, the lady that is bound to one of the brothers, he made a ma'amar, which is a kiddushin. Now, Yibum only is worked with bi'ah. But by giving the kiddushin, it locks her in the sense that she's asura now to the other brothers, which means he's the guy that has to now consummate the Yibum. Yeah, he made a ma'amar with a yibamah. That's what we learned. So it says, Vare ma'amar. Now, when he makes ma'amar, this guy makes ma'amar, mafka'at atzma b'reshut aviha. Already the father loses rights. Because normally, let's say you have a na'ara, that was me'ureset, okay, it's mina irusin. The husband died, mina irusin. The father technically now has rights to marry her off, because she was only mina irusin, to whichever brothers he decides. Once already she accepts ma'amar So the father already loses his rights now to Mekadesh, to make the Yibum, to the one. He cannot accept Ma'amar Kesef, we'll say it, from the brothers anymore. Because already she accepted a Ma'amar from somebody else. And we learned, Utnan, Ketanam mina irusin in osin ba Ma'amar ela midatavia ve'na'ara ben midatatatsma ben midatavia. While a Ketana, she cannot accept Ma'amar. Only the father. But a Na'ara can. Oh, so you see what? That Ma'amar is like a Kiddushin. In the sense that what? It's Mafkiya herself from the father, and still we say she can accept it. You, Rabbi Yochanan, you want to explain to me that what? You want to explain to me, oh, Kiddushin that pulls up, brings her back, that's why the girl can accept. But Kiddushin that puts her away, that's why she can't accept. What are you talking? Ma'amar that she accepts pulls away from the father, and still we have a clear statement that says that a Na'ara can accept a Ma'amar from the Yavam. So you see that logic doesn't hold up. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela.
So say it like this. What's the reason of Rabbi Yohanan that says that the rabbis only said the law by Girushin, but not by Kiddushin? Kiddushin de middata. Kiddushin that what? You need what's called dat makne. Dat makne means the lady that's being makne herself, the girl is being makne herself, you need dat on that side. You need dat kone, the buyer, and the one that's being bought also needs dat. So therefore, like it says in the first Mishnah, we learned, ta'isha niknit. She has to be niknit. She acquires herself. There is a dat of makne aviya veloi. So I'll say the Torah was mizakeh, the father, in her place, to be the dat of the makne, which means when he accepts the kiddushin on behalf of her, so he uses dat. Right, he is the giver. Rashi says, "Debayin and Daat Hamakne." Rashi, fourth line, "Avi Avelohi Shatura Zichtalo." Torah was zocher that the father receives the kedushin, so he's being makne the daughter over. Aval, I'm reading Rashi, and then I'm reading inside the Gemara. Girushin sheishna baal kurha, but girushin only daat makne. Right, girushin you can even throw it to her against her will. Ben he ben avi adema lanu ledato. What do I need is that? Ki mekabel le'iu nameh al kurhau. Which means, no matter who receives the get, whether the father receives the get or she receives the get, you don't need a dat over. So the Gemara says, Girushin de Baal Korcha, Ben he, Ben Aviha. So therefore, they want to make a chinuk. When you need dat, so then already I'm going to say, like for example, by Kiddushin, you need dat of the lady. So the Torah was Mezakeh, the father, over there, that what? He's the dat. When he receives it, that's the dat of the Makneh. He can be Makneh the girl over. That's the dat of the Makneh. But she ain't can by Girushin, which you don't need dat. So if Mali, if you give it to the father against the will, or you give it to the girl against the will, you don't need any dat. So there's more leniency by a Girushin than a Kiddushin. He says, Hane'ara, kevan she gedola ubar dat. She has dat, no question about it. Bevada yesh la yad lechol davar. She has a yad, she can receive things. V'akim begirushin, kevan she tzrik bem edat hakoneh. You don't, she doesn't need that. When the one that's buying herself back, in this case, the lady, shabal yechol tzrem no la'av, av ba'al. You give it to the father, you can give it ba'al korchol. Whoever it is over there, v'akim gam, in natul yad ha'ara, that's why it is migurish. V'akim b'zim ha'shor Torah, natam b'yada. Ava begirushin, shirishin, shirishin dat makneh. Dat makneh is the one that it's makneh herself over, so you need dat. Which means in this case over there, where the Torah is saying that the father can receive kiddushin, he's the makneh, which is he being the Torah gave the rights to the father to be makneh his daughter over to whoever he wants. Which means the Torah gave him the koah. Therefore, even though she has that,
she still can't be makneh.
But she cannot be makneh herself without the dat of the father. So if it's the father's dat, you need the father's dat. Even though she has dat, but if once the Torah gives the power to the father, he is the makneh in this case. Right. He can marry off to whoever he wants. Right. So therefore, that's the chiluk the Gemara wants to make between Girushin and Kiddushin Alibad Rabbi Yohanan according to Rabbanan. Kedushin ben he ben aviha kedushin dafka abiya. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hare ma'amar. When it comes back to the story of the ma'amar, which is the case of Yibum, when a guy makes, one of the brothers makes a ma'amar on her, dimidata, which means she's got to receive it, midata. You can't give a ma'amar against her will, viktani, and still what does it say? Ben hiu ben aviha, she can accept it. What do you mean? I thought stuff that you need hadat, the father has the rights over there. And therefore, it's that makne, which is the father. Which is, what's the difference between regular kiddushin that you're telling me only the father, but ma'amar, which is also a form of kiddushin, where you're telling me ben he, ben aviya? What is the difference? So comes the Gemara and says, now that's a kiddushin, ma'amar is a kiddushin. So Gemara says, hatam b'ma'amar de ba'al korhe. Oh, we're going according to the opinion that says you can make a ma'amar against her will. V'rebihi. He threw the money. Right? So the B Omer Kana. Oh, so you don't need that. So they were Ma'amar by Yibamaza Girushin. Which once you don't need that, so then already Ben he Ben Abiyah. But Kiddushin, where's Dafka Medata? The Torah gave the dot of the magnet to the father. Vachemim Omrim Lokana. Okay, Vachemim say Lokana. But we're going quite to the B. So therefore, you have no question according to that shita. My tama derbi. Now, what's the logic? How can he hold that you could do a ma'amar against the will? So the Gemara says, "Geman mi bi'adi yibama." Right? It's not going to be worse than the yibum. Ma bi'adi yibama ba'al korha. Af achana me ba'al korha. So to the ma'amar mi ba'al korha. Oh, v'rabbana. What's the reason of the rabbis? Savre yafina mi kedushin. Oh, they compare ma'amar to a regular kiddushin. Ma kiddushin de midata. Just like kiddushin has to be midata. Afachanameh de midata. So, Rabbi's learning ma'amar of yibum to yibum. And Hakirim are learning ma'amar to a regular kiddushin. What's the basis of their mahloket? B'maika mepalge. Rabbi savar mididi yibama biyibama havale lemelaf. I'd rather learn yibama to yibama. Things of yibama to things of yibama. Meaning the ma'amar of the yibama to a bi'a of the yibama. That's a fair analogy. I'd rather learn kiddushin to kiddushin. Ma'amar is a kiddushin, kiddushin is a kiddushin. Ma kiddushin medata, ma'amar medata. Okay. In any event, that's the way we're answering Ali Badr Rabbi Yohanan. There's a difference between girushin, meaning girushin ben he na'ara. She again, okay, make it clear. Girushin mina irusin. Once she gets full-fledged married, she's out of the father's domain, in totality, only she can accept a get. We're talking about over here, she had a girushin, mina irusin, when she was a ne'ara, ben he, ben aviyah, why? Ba'al korha. You can throw it to the father, you don't need da'at over here. Therefore, whoever gets it, gets it. Mashaking kiddushin, only the father, because you need da'at makneh. The Torah gave the father that da'at to be the makneh, the daughter, over, and therefore only him and not her. Beautiful. Aye, ma'amar, you're going to tell me? No, ma'amar is ba'al korha. That's why ba'al korha, she can accept it as well. Aliba dirribi. Hachenameh mistabra kedekametaretz of Yohanan. It makes sense to explain, like we just explained the quote of Yohanan, Nashi. Hachenameh mistabra teha diktanik be ma'amar. Which we just learned by Ma'amar ben he, ben aviyah ben ma'amar al kurheh, kai wa tuma ma'amar against the will. Abad bishar kiddushin aviyah ve lohi kin abi Yohanan. It makes sense to make that hiluk that we just made between ma'amar and a regular kiddushin. Why? Mediktani sefa, because in that braita that talks about ma'amar, it says at the end of the braita, mashe'en ken be kiddushin. Oh, so very good. Which means, obviously there must be a haluk between ma'amar and a kiddushin. Ma'amar, that's ba'al korcha. I could say it's like a girushin, ba'al korcha, ben hi, ben aviya. And the brayta says, ma she'en kem be kiddushin. That what? Since you need midata, that's why only the father, and that are beautiful. So those words, ma she'en kem be kiddushin, fit nicely with the haluk that we just made in Rabbi Yohanan. Very nice. Look at that. Mediktani sefa, ba'i va'na'ara ben midata, aviya ben midata, ma she'en kem be kiddushin. Now that fits in very nicely. Ela, however, but how are you going to square it off according to the Rish Lakish? Because the Shekish was the opinion that said, Ben Girushin, Ben Kiddushin, he or Abiyah. So therefore, if you can hold the court of the Shekish, that a Ne'ara, just like by Girushin, you say either or, Kiddushin either or, how do you square off that brighter that said, Mashe in Ken, the Kiddushin? Doesn't make any sense. Otherwise, he holds. Kiddushin works. Yeah. So Gemara said no. Shekish says, I got no problem with that brighter. Amar the Shekish, how many the Biyudai? That brighter that said Mashekin be Kiddushin is going to the Biyuda de Amar and Shtei Adaim Zochot Keahat. Didn't the Biyuda hold that you can never have two people to be Zochot, only one? Right? So then when it said Mashekin, because really I hold that what? Ben be Kiddushin, Ben be Kiddushin. Are you going to bring me a brighter that says Mashekin be Kiddushin? That's going to the Biyuda. That the Biyuda says you can only have one person being Zoche at a time. So the Gemara says, wait. If you tell me it's a Biyuda, which means it should have said the bigger Hiddush. It should have said what? Which is the bigger Hiddush is that even Girushin, that's Baal Korha, still you tell me only the father, yeah. Which means the Biyuda has a rule. And shtei yadayim zochot kachat. Where is that a bigger hadush? By kiddushin or girushin? By girushin, it's a bigger hadush. Of course, it's a bigger hadush. Why? Because girushin, even though it's against her will, still he says only the father and not the daughter. So why did the statement then say mashenkim and kiddushin? That's a lesser hadush. Kiddushin, I could argue. Okay, kiddushin maybe only the father and not her. Because you have sevarot to say midata and all that stuff. But mashenkim, she's leaving the father's domain. That whole logic. Mashenkim, but the bigger hadush would be to tell me what? Girushin. Why are you telling me mashenkim and kiddushin? You should tell me even girushin, that's bad for not only the father. So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Mashenkim begirushin mifayde, vafinu begirushin." To say that the itnu bal korah padik lebiudanami b'meshtayim zokliyahad. Because you're right. In a chenam me, it could have said the girushin. So why say girushin? Aidi detani ma'amar detani the girushin. Tani nami mashenkim begirushin. That brayta was a ma'amar brayta. Ma'amar is a type of Kiddushin. So therefore, the Braita used Mashi'ikim and Kiddushin, because we were in the Ma'amar story. But in Echanami, he could have said Mashi'ikim and Kiddushin. Don't medayek that. Really, he owes the Kiddushin also, than only the father, not the daughter. But what? We're talking about Ma'amar, that's why he said Mashi'ikim and Kiddushin, because it's Ma'amar is like Kiddushin. Good. So we squared everything off. Rabbi Yochanan is good. The Shakish is good. I've got that Braita over there, is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Quite the Shakish, everything is fine. Okay. The only question is like this now. We have a bomb question on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you're the one that holds Ben Begirushin. Ben Begirushin, En Shtei Yadayim Zochot Kachat, the father. But you agree, because the Braita says in the Braita, by Ma'amar, that she can accept it or the father can accept it. Oh, what happened to Ma'amar? Why is Ma'amar different than all the other rules here? Yeah. Your rule is En Shtei Yadayim Zochot Kachat. Two people cannot have simultaneous kinyan. That's why you tell me Girushin Nara, father. Kiddushin Nara, father. Ma'amar, either the father can accept the Ma'amar, or he. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Yehuda Maishana Ma'amar. Why is Ma'amar different? Look at Rashi. Kevan, right, Maishana Ma'amar. Kevan de Begirushin Padig di itnu Baal Korha Umaichna Ma'amad Modeba, which means Girushin, which is Baal Korha, you tell me only the father. Still only the father. And Ma'amad, which is also Baal Korha. Which we both. What's a haluk? So Gemara says, now who il bezikuka de omedet. Because already she's connected. So since she's connected already, so therefore it's easier for her to accept. Because Mishlam, our regular case of Kiddushin, there's no connection. Therefore, I got to go to the father. But in Ma'amar, right, this is Zikik, she's a kuka. Good. God, Gemara says, hashtag that it hache. Which means, once already you're throwing me in this new Sevara of Zikukave Omedet. Rabbi Yochanan, nameh lo tikshilach ve'ikara. Now, don't ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan from Ma'amar at all. Shani Ma'amar, u'yev v'zikuka, ve'omedet. Let's read Rashi, what Rashi explains this question. Hashta detnaki. See Rashi? Detalya tama mishum lezikuka ve'omedet. Now you tell me that what? That's the reason why Ma'amar she can accept because she's zikuka ve'omedet. Rabbi Yohanan nami letame kama di'ayiv Rabbi Yohanan lemetayu. The original reason that Rabbi Yohanan gave was what? The Girushin Machneset Atzma Lirishut Abiya, the Girushin Mafkat Atzma. What was the original answer Yohanan said? The reason why you're telling me that Girushin she can accept because Girushin's putting herself back in the father's domain. That was the original answer.
Yeah.
Right? Since Girushin she's putting herself back in the father's domain, so the father's, yeah, good, accept it, you're coming back to me. Mashikim Girushin, where she's going out of the father's domain only through the father. That was the haluk we made. So we had a question. What do you mean? Ma'amar, which she's going out of the father's domain, and still you tell me she can accept. So you see what? That haluk is not a good haluk. But now that you tell me ma'amar is different because she's zikukave omedet, I can answer, no, ma'amar is different. The reason why she can accept because she's zikukave omedet, and therefore the real answer, the first answer of Yohanan is able to stand. So that she says, "V'otiv da ma'amar demavkad asma lo tekshiri ikad eshruye namishe she'ani ma'amar uvezukave omedet," which means this answer brings us back to the first chiluk of Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan is the one that came along and said that which the rabbi said, a lady can accept her nara, can accept Girushin, that's only by Girushin. Mashe'en can by Kiddushin. So yes, Rabbi Yohanan, what's the logic? What's the haluk between Girushin and Kiddushin? Girushin, that she's coming back to the father, she can accept it as well. Kiddushin's going away from the father, only the father. Ma'amar, she's going away from the father and still she can accept. Now I can answer. Shani Ma'amar, Hoyavi Zikuka. So therefore, that's why she's connected already. So in that case over there, you can say that she can accept it. That's a good answer. But I continue to now, we said that what? Her father can be Kaddish's daughter when she is a Na'ara. Okay, which means he could do it. Or through his Shaliyah. Bo. Ubishluho. Again, Ishkis Bito Kishinara. Bo Ubishluho. Bo Ubishluho in. Yeah, either him or his agent. Yes. Ba Ubishluha. Lo. However, she cannot accept her Kiddushin. Nor can an agent. Oh, who's that a question on? Tiyuftad Rish Lakish. Because we learned just now, Rish Lakish says, Na'ara can accept a Kiddushin. We're making a diyuk from our Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadesh bito kishin na'ara bo bishkoho. Yeah, only he can do it. Mashaykin, the receiver, the Na'ara, it sounds like she cannot. What do you mean, Rish Lakish? You just told me what, a girl can't accept her Kiddushin if she's a Na'ara, right? Question against the Shtakish. Abba the Kaddish Shtakish.
Answer
again. Hanami. Okay, that Mishnah is going like the Biudai. That's why she cannot accept her. The father can. The father is able to receive the Kiddushin, but she cannot. Come on. Can you tell me that this Mishnah is like the Biudai? Daketani sefa, we learned in the sefa. Haomer leisha, hitkadshi li betemara zu, hitkadshi li bezu. He has two items. Okay, he has a temara. Temara is a date. Okay, so he has a date. He says, hitkadshi li bezu, betemara zu, hitkadshi li bezu. Rashi. Im yesh be'achat mem shaveh peruta. If one of the items, whether the temara or the other item, has a shaveh peruta, mekudeshet. The imlav in mitzterfim the shave peruta. You can't combine them. The command about bechol had it kachili, since he said separately, kachili mitmarazu, with kachili bezu, he's separating them. Kol had ave kedushin, bape, nafchayu. Good. Vamrin, and we continue. Man tanat kachi it kachi. Who's the opinion that says? Hit kachi it kachi. When you separate it, therefore you cannot mistaref the item together. Amar Abar Bishimoni De Amar Ad Shiomar Shivua Lecholechad Vechad. Rashi. Rabbi Shimoni De Amar Gabe Hamisha Tovim Oto. You have five guys that are coming to Tovea guy. Claims. Five guys have claims. Right? Ten Naru Pikadon Chesh Beadecha. You have a pikadon, we want it. Our pikadon. ואמר שבועה שאין לך בידי לא לך ולא לך. Right? He says, listen, I swear I don't have it. Not yours, not yours, not yours. אין הוא חייב אלא אחת. He's only חייב, if he swore falsely, he's only חייב one שבועה עד שיאמר שבועה לכל אחד ואחד. Because he has to, when you don't say שבועה, 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 I only חייב one. Similarly, when you say את קדשי, so therefore it separates them. But if you just said את קדשי לי, בתמרה, and so that it would be מסתרף. So that's going to Rabbi Shimon. Oh, so therefore, how could you tell me the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, different rabbi. You want to tell me that the Resha of the Mishnah that said what? That only the father can be Kaddish is Na'ara, but she cannot receive it. That shows me what? Rabbi Yehuda. Sefa, you said, is Rabbi Shimon. Because he's the opinion that says what? Unless you say Shivu'ah, Shivu'ah, you're going to be Hayav only one. Similarly, by Tkachili, Bezu, Vitkachili, Bezu. So you're separating the items, so that we cannot be Mitzvah them. So if the Sefa is the Bishamon, the Resha Lechavra is not, the Bihuda. Vichitema Kula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's all the Bihuda. Ubifrate Savarla Kerabi Shimon. Which means, when it comes to this Lefrot, to split or to divide, he also going to be Shimon, which means that it's not going to be considered separate until you say Shavua, Shavua, Shavua. Maybe the Yehuda subscribes to the Shimon if you have no problem. To the Kula, Rabbi Yehuda. Umi Sabarla, does he hold like that? Vatanya, we have a Braita. Zakila. This is the rule. Kalal, which means if he included, he made he was kolel, all his kefirot, right, all his denials, he was kofir, eno hayav el achat. He only has to bring one korban, parat. But if he said, shiva to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, hayav akod achat v'advre, Rabbi Meir. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda omer, shivua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, Hayav al kol ahad ve'ahad. Stop right there. So you see, the Biyuda doesn't hold. You have to be poret each one of the shivuot. If we don't look at the Shimon, oh, the Biyuda is Romer. Lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha ve'lo lecha shivuah. Which means, if he said the word shivuah at the end of his words, that's also considered what Hayav al kol ahad ve'ahad. So he's saying similarly. That you can just say the word Shavua once. His Hiddush, you don't have to say Shavua at the beginning. He can just say, Lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, Shavua. Oh, but the point is what? Now, continue for a second. The Bishamon Omer. No, Le'olam Eno Hayav. Shavua, Shavua, Lecha, Lecha, Lecha. Shavua, Lo lecha, Shavua, Lo lecha, etc. So what do you see? Now we go back to the end of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that said what? It's Kachili, Bitvarazu, Vitkachili, Bizu. Oh, so that's going to be Shimon. That what? That each hitkachi separates the item. And if you had just said hitkachi li bitmara ubizu, so then already would be mistaref to shaveh peruta. Good. So that's a bishimon. Also, maybe the Bida agrees with that. He doesn't agree with that. Because clearly he says that if a person would say shivua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, he's hayav five times. He's hayav many times. And therefore the end of the Mishnah cannot be in because in a chenameh, if a person would say, hitkachili bitmarazu, ubezu, it would be considered already a separation according to the Biyuda. It would not be mistaref to a shaveh. Peruta, so how could you tell me that the Resha is the Biyuda and the Sefa is the Biyuda? The Sefa cannot be the Biyuda because Yag is on the Bishimon. Oh, so we have a question on the Shlakish. You, the Shlakish, that wanted to say that what? That a lady, and now I can receive a Kiddushin, but from our Mishnah's Mashma, that what? She cannot, because it says that Ya'av. Mekabel kedusha ne'ara bo aish mekadesh mito bo ubishlucho. Mashma, only he can receive the kedushin velo ba ubishlucha. That's against the shtakish, right? Because he says they're both eligible. And don't tell me the shtakish on the matnitiv the Biyuda, because the sefer can't be the Biyuda. So Gemara answers. Ela kula Rabbi Shimoni. Really, I'll tell you, the whole Mishnah is going Adibad Rabbi Shimon, like we saw from the Sefa. Ubishlihut Savar Lak Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. No problem. Make the whole Mishnah Rabbi Shimon. And the Risha also holds that a lady cannot, Gnara cannot receive a Kedushin. Rabbi Shimon will hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Your problem was you wanted to make it Rabbi Yehuda, so you were stuck with Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefa. Okay, put Rabbi Yehuda on the side. It's Rabbi Shimon. Happens to me, Rabbi Shimon subscribes to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemesh, and therefore you're able to square off the Mishnah. Okay. Yes, let's go further. Rabbi lo al be midrasha. Okay, Rabbi Aseh didn't go to the yeshiva one day. Ashkehad Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Aseh sees Rabbi Zera. Amale, my amura idena be midrasha. I didn't go to the yeshiva today. What was the hadush? What did they say in the yeshiva today? Amale, afanalo ayil. He says, I also didn't go. Rabbi Avin, who the ayil? Okay. Well, we got to ask Rabbi Avin. He went to the Ba'amar, Havruta Kula. The whole yeshiva, Havruta Kula, the whole Hevran, the yeshiva, they voted and they passed. What did they say? Kerabi Yohanan. That what? Only the father can accept Kiddushim of a Ne'ara and not the Ne'ara herself. Vesavach Rishlakish Kikiruchia. And the Shlakish was screaming Kikiruchia like a cream. Like a crane, which is a bird. Yeah. He was giving a loud scream over there. And what was he screaming? He was screaming, V'yatze'ah v'ayitah. What happened to the Hikish? Would you just like we say by Yitzi'ah, by Girushin, the father, she can accept a Girushin? So too, V'makish, V'yali Yitzi'ah, therefore the Chaurah, she should be able to accept the Girushin. Veleka de Ashkachbe, and nobody paid any attention to him, which means they still rule the law like. And what's the logic? Like, we explain the difference. Girushin Baal Korcha Ben Hi Ben Avia. Girushin that you need that. Maybe only the father. We made Hanukim between Girushin and Kiddushin. I can say, Girushin, that watch is going back to the father's domain. Ben Hi Ben Avia. Kiddushin the Mafkat Minishut Avia. Maybe only the Vod. We do Chalukim. Nobody paid attention to him. Amale Rabbi Avin Bar Samchahu. Which means, so he says, could you rely on this rabbi over here? Which means, they asked Rabbi Avin, what happened in the yeshiva today? This is what happened. But they were voted like a Yohanan. Shekish was screaming on top of his lungs. Nobody paid attention. So therefore he told him, Rabbi Asi tells Rabbi Zera. This Rabbi Avin fellow over here that's giving us this report. Is he Bar Samcha? Could you trust his report of the events that happened in the yeshiva? Could you rely on him? Amalein. Yes, you can rely on him. Kimin yama litignehu. Which means, he says over here, it's like a person that's fishing from the fish from the sea. And he has the skillet right next to the ocean or whatever the sea. So he fishes the fish and he puts it into the skillet, which means there's no time for him to forget. He just came from the yeshiva. Now, what happened in the yeshiva today? Well, he's going to forget from the sign he walked out. You saw him in the street. So it's like a guy that has the skillet right there, goes right into the. Look at that sheet. Let's conclude with this. She says. Yeah, go to Yad. Amarle. David bar Samchau. Meshon Sheila Kamale. Ubaki Atabi Rabbi Zish. Yes, just walk on the Varav Shabbat. Take Mishmo Atos. Shaino Mishaken. Does he have a good memory? Maybe he forgot. So come on. Kimin Yamale Tigne. Lo aita lo shahut shikha bin taim. There's no time to forget. Kishi yatsam bet abdrash amnali miyad. Kishi olim daag bin hayam. It's like a guy that fishes a thing from the yam. Va mahamat netuna ala ur. And he puts it right on the fire. Netito betecho beshemen letagero. Tigne is the meshon tigun. That you're frying the fish over there. Look at the bottom Tosfot. Bottom Tosfot says, כמין ימל לתגנה, פלוס בקונטרס לא הייתה שעות שכחה בינתיים, כמו שורד הגים מן הים. והמחבת נתונה לאון לתתן בתוכה בשמן תגנה, ורח פידש, תשני מקומות הם, וקרובים זה לזה. כמין ימל לתגנה, two places. Like a guy that's traveling from Yamat to Tigne. Well, he's going to forget in the interim? Nothing to do with fish, according to the Rah. כלומר, אין אדם משקר כי אגב, זה כמה דמקום קרובו, he says a little different, Savara. Savar, Which means a person's not going to lie in a close distance where they can disprove him. Which means he's just coming out of the Bet Midrash. Right? Well, he's going to say the wrong thing. The guy in the Bet Midrash come on and say, the Sheikh and the Chazav. So a guy's not going to lie on a close proximity where he could be disproven, which means it's a close proximity, like these two places over there. Therefore, you could trust him because he's going to be medakdek, because he does not want to lie. Look at this, just fourth above that. Savach Resh Lakish v'yatzev ha'ita. Right, so Resh Lakish in the yeshiva was screaming. V'yatzev ha'ita, what are you talking? Just like she can accept her get, she should be able to accept her kiddushin. ואף אגב, אפילו שתקיש לא מקיש אביה לציעה, ושתקיש doesn't always מקיש אביה לציעה, שהרי בקטנה היא מתגרשת אף על ידי עצמה לרבנן, אם יש לדעת לשמור גיטה. Wow, which is according to the first שיטה, even a קטנה can receive her גירושין, so long as she's old enough to hold the get, ואינה מתגרשת על ידי עצמה, but she cannot receive her Girushin, which means I'm sorry, in a mitkadesh like that's why, because the Torah gave the zechut of kiddushin of a ketana to the father, which is even you, Resh Lakish, you're screaming v'yatzev ha'yeta, you don't hold v'yatzev ha'yeta everywhere. Haraya, by kiddushin of a ketana, where you say that only the father can accept it, but you're modeh by girushin that she can accept it. So he says, mikol makom yestanu lashvotam bechol ma shenuchal, but as much as you can compare it. מלשום יצא והייתה, אם כן, אין לנו לחלק מקדושים לגירושים בנערה. ורק למה כחילוק דנאיד, נמד מחכים גם בקטנה. בקטנה יקדמי כחילוק, why? היינו משום שאין לה יד לקבל קדושים. That's why we say that the father accepts it. אבל לקבל גיטה יש לה יד כיוון שניסית. Which is the only time a ketana can receive a get by herself is only after she's married. Once she's married, we say she's out of the father's domain. So then you can hear a chiduk. Mashi'ikir al-ne'ara, that has a yad already. So Mali, if she can accept the girushin, she should be able to accept her kiddushin for the same money. So therefore, the shakish was screaming, v'yatzev ha'yitav. V'lashkach ma, nobody paid attention to him. The Quran continues, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, Ana lo rabbi abin v'rabbi chaya, v'lo rabbi abin bar kahana. Which is this Rabbi Abin, I didn't hear that it's Rabbi Abin the Rabbi Hayyan, nor it's Rabbi Abin the Rabbi Kahana, either Rabbi Abin Setam. You should know that this Rabbi Abin that gave the story over is just Tam Rabbi Abin. Come on, my Nafkamina. What's Nafkamina? Rabbi Abin, what do I care which one it is? The Mirma Dida. So you can make Stinot. Which means if I know which Rabbi Abin it is now, if he makes another statement, I'll know exactly which one made this statement, so I can be soter him. So it's important to know who made this statement. If he makes the dot, Gemara can finish. Ba'omi ne Rava, Rav Nachman. Ne'ara, new point. Ma'u shita'ase shaliyah lekabel gita miyad ba'la. Which means you told me already, according to everybody, and Ne'ara can receive her get, okay, from her husband. Okay, Na'ara can receive it. Na'ara ma'u shita'ase shaliyah lekabel gita miyad ba'la. So the question is, can the Na'ara make a shaliyah as well? We have no question that the father can receive the get. And the Ka'ara father can also make a shaliyah to receive the get for his daughter. Okay. Right? The question is, could the daughter make a shaliyah to receive the get on her behalf? Well, why not? So Gemara says, Kiyad avi hadamya, or kahasir avi hadamya. How do you consider the receiving of the na'ara? Do you consider it like she is like the hand of the father, or do you consider it like she's the hatser of the father? That's nafkamina. Al-Gabra says, Kiyad avi adamya, ma aviya mashvish shaliyah, afinami mashvish shaliyah. Because it's like the hand of the father, it's like the father can appoint the shaliyah to receive the get. She can also appoint the shaliyah to receive. Look at Odilma Kahasir Abi Adamya. Or maybe no, maybe the lady has a deen of the courtyard of the father. When you throw something into somebody's courtyard, they kone. So therefore the lady's hand, the Na'ara's hand is like the courtyard of the father, and therefore the Adamata Gitaliada, Lomagasha. I don't care if the Shaliyah picked it up. That's not the courtyard yet. It's gotta get to the hand of the girl. So that's the Shaila de Gemara. So comes Gemara and says, right? Umi Misafka Lil Rava. Does Rava have a safek on this? Does he have a safek on ha on this? Ve'ha Rava katav get. Guy wrote a get. Ve'natnu biyad avda. And he put it in the lady's eved. The lady had an eved. Right? And the eved was sleeping. Yashin. Umishamarto. And she's watching over the get. Hareze get. Because the eved is considered like her hatser.
And the law of a Hatzir is only koneh when it's mishtameret l'data, where she's the one that's being shomer. So when the Eved is sleeping, he has no shomer on himself. Who's watching over the Eved? The girl. So therefore the get is going to be a get. However, ni'ur, if the Eved is up, eno get. Oh, so the Gemara says, ni'ur amai eno get. Why is if the Eved is up, it's not a get? The avya la Hatzir mishtameret shelo l'data. Because the evidence didn't have Hatzir Mishtamir, but he's up, so he's watching it himself. For Hatzir to be Kona, she has to be the one that's being the Shomer. That she says, Ni'ur enoget, Tavya Hatzir Mishtamir, the Da'at Ha'evid, Atzmo. The Enodomel Hatzir Gimura. The Hiit Rabbi Hatzira, normally when we say Hatzir is Kona, Mishub Distap Hatzir Mishtamir Alpia Ba'alim. The owner is the one that's being Shomer. How? She Gidra Sabiv. There's a gedra fence around it. He has the lock, he opens it, he closes it. But here the Eved is up, so therefore he is being shomer himself. Oh, but if you're telling me that what? That the girl, the Na'ara, is like the Hatzir of the father. What do you mean? Even if the get gets to her own hands, it should not be Megureshet. Why? The Abiyala Hatzir Mishtameret Shilol Da'ataviya. I mean, the same logic. How can you tell me that it's going to be koneh mitam hatzir? Mitam hatzir, the father has to be shomer the hatzir. And therefore, this would be a case where if the girl's hand is like the hatzir of the father, it's a case of hatzir of the father that he's not protecting. It's being protected by the lady because she's up. So therefore, how can you even have a sefek to tell me that the lady's hand is medin hatzir? If she's awake, it's considered hatzir ha-mishtameret. Shelo ledat aviyah. They cannot have a question on this over here, right? Kavras ela leolam shita le dichiyad aviyah damia. No question. The hand of the nara is like the hand of the father. That was not the sefik. Oh, so what's the sefik? Ba'achi kavi ba'yale mi alima kiyad aviyah leshavya ihi shaliyah olo. Is it as strong as the father's hand that just like he can make a shalat to receive the get, that she can do it also? Or maybe no. Maybe that she can receive it. But not that you can go so far and appoint a shaleh. That's the Gemara's questions. Gemara says, Amar leh. So he answered back, in osa shaliyah. Cannot make a shaliyah. Finished. She can receive it, but she cannot make a shaliyah. So it's kiyad aviha, but not as strong as yad aviha. Etive, oh, we have a question on this. Ketana she'amra. Ketana, minor. She's married. Hitkabel ligiti. She appoints a shaliyah. Go receive the get. Klal gadol. Maase ketana klum. Ketana's appointment of a shaliyah is zero. Therefore, eno get ad shiyagia get liyada. Which means the get is not going to be migureshit when the shaliyah picks up the get. Because she cannot appoint the shlihut. Adrabah, we say that when the husband gives the get to the shaliyah, he's appointing the shaliyah to be a shaliyah holacha to take it to her. And therefore she's not going to be migureshit until she actually gets the get in her hands. Good. Because again, maase ketana klum. Oh, so we make a diyuk. Ha-ne'ara areze get. Oh, mashma, a ketana that sends a shaliyah, no good. Mashma, but if a ne'ara would send the shaliyah, that is a get. Which means it'll be a get once it gets to the shaliyah's hands. So then you see what? That a ne'ara can make a shaliyah. Question. Hakamimaskinan, b'she'en la'av. Oh, we're talking about a case over here where she does not have a father. What does this mean? She doesn't have a father. Which means, if she doesn't have a father, the father died. So in that case over there, we're going to say, Ma'ase ketana is nothing. Again, because she can't, I don't care if she doesn't have a father. She can't appoint the shaliyah. Even if she doesn't have a father, the only way she get migureish, the get's got to get to her in her hands. But a ne'ara that doesn't have a father, so in that case over there, then she would be able to appoint a shaliyah. Yeah, because she doesn't have a father. We're discussing over here when the father's alive, in the chanami, father's alive, then we consider the hand of the lady like the father, therefore maybe no shaliyah. So we have no ra'aya to this case. Let's read the Rashi. Have a Rashi here. Look at Rashi. B'meh devarim amurim. B'meh devarim amurim. De ketana lo shayak b'shelihut. When do we say that a ketana has no shelihut? K'she'en la'av. When she does not have a father. Aval. Yesh la'av. That's later. I agree. That is later. Yes. Okay, that's the opposite. Exactly. Okay. So then with the Gemara, what's the haluk? What's the in la'av, we're talking about it. Kitana anyway. I mean, I'll say aklum. But in the arash, in la'av, so who's going to accept the... That's it. She accepts it like a regular... The father's not in the way anymore. There's no other way for her to get a get. She can get a get herself, she can give her the shaliyah to send a get. Which means when the father's not alive, she's considered to shoot atzma, na'ara. But you have no da'aya that when the father's alive, that the na'ara can receive, to make a shaliyah. Yeah. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, can't be. You want to say that the bright over is talking about, b'she'en la'av, hamid diktani sefa, but the sefa says, imama la'aviha. Oh, if a father said, let's say, to the ketana, if a father appointed a shaliyah and he said, go receive the get from my son-in-law, from my daughter, go receive the get, once the shaliyah gets it, the husband cannot back out, which is the get is how immediately when the shaliyah? That's because the father can't appoint the shaliyah. So the second the shaliyah gets the get is hal. But the point is, michlal deresha, b'deyesh la'av askinan. Right? If we're talking about the sefa where the father's alive, must be deresha, the father's alive. And it's saying, only a ketana, no, but in the ara, I can't make a shaliyah. We're back to the question. The Baraita is actually missing words. Ketana will say like this. Ketana she'amnat kabeli giti eno get. Why? Because maaseh ketana lav klumu. Ad she'agi get there, that till the get actually gets to her. And hanara hares a get. Oh, we make a duke. Nara is going to be a get. Oh, but be devani morim k'she'en la'av. That's only talking about when there's no father. Aval yesh la'av. But if there is a father, ve'amar abi yatzeh mekabel lebiti gita, that's about lachzor, lo yachzor. So therefore we go back to Hasur HaMeh, that we have no ra'aya to say that a ne'ara can send a shaliyah. Adrabah, as long as the father is alive, I'll tell you that the ne'ara herself can receive it, but she cannot make a shaliyah. Gemara continues. Itmar, we have a statement. Ketana. Shinit kadesha shelo lidat aviya. Interesting case. She went. Let's get the rules. Ketana, who marries her off? Her father. Keret Torah lo, it biti natati la'isha zeh. Father marries her off. This girl over here, she went on her own. She accepted a kiddushin from somebody without, unbeknownst to her father. What's the sheila? Ketana she kashes lo dat abia. So that she says, lo amar la abia lekabela. The father didn't tell her to receive it. Velo yada. Ubeketana kol modim she'en kiddushin kiddushin shelo ledato. So the chavra should be nothing, right? So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel siricha get v'siricha miun. Not only he didn't say you need nothing, he said you need two processes. You need a get, and you need what's called the mi'un. Let's just review terminology. What's a mi'un? Normally, I'd say when a ketana does not have a father. Okay, she's a yetoma. So the mother or the brother has a rabbinical, not obligation, but a rabbinical privilege to marry her off. The kiddushin is midrabbanan. When she gets 12 years old, she's able to say in front of two witnesses, I don't want this guy. That's called the mi'un. Okay, that's mi'un nullifies a rabbinical marriage retroactively. So now Shmuel says a big hadush over here. Shmuel says, the lady over here, the girl went on her own. Unbeknownst to the father, he would say, nothing. Ma'asik katana klum without the father's permission. He says she needs a get, which sounds like it's a doraita, and she needs a mi'un, which sounds like it's rabbanan. Amar ke. Amar Karna, so Karna is the name of Rabbi, Devarim Bego. Devarim Bego means it's what you're saying is problematic, meaning it says like you're saying opposites. Meaning, in get, lama mi'un. In mi'un, lama get. Pick one, which is, you want to say that she needs something for whatever reason, but if you need a get, that means it's Doraita. You don't need a mi'un. If you need a mi'un, what do you need a get for? So they couldn't understand Shmuel's logic, right? So Amru le. So the bit, the rabbis in the bit midrash told Karna. They said like this: Hamur ugba ubedine bekafri. Listen, we can't go ask Shmuel too far to ask him what he held. But Mor Ugba is close to us in Kafri. Let's go there to the Bet Midrash and we'll ask him. But they wanted to ask it in a different way. How did they ask it? Afkuha. They switched the Shitot around. They made it like Karna was the one that said, you need to get to the Mi'un. And Shmuel was the one that questioned it and said, impossible. What they do? Shadru the Kamedirav. So they sent in front of Rav. Now, why would they switch it? So look at Ashira. She tells you why. Afkuah v'shul kamed Rav b'shem Karna sidikai get miyun u'b'shem Shmuel devarim bego v'shul kamed Rav nida im yodel devesh Shmuel shaya haluk al davar u'mishum derav ohavos Shmuel. Rav loves Shmuel. Haya afkuah ulay yodel devesh Karna b'shamar b'shem Shmuel, which means they were trying to get Rav to agree with Shmuel because Rav agrees with Shmuel. So therefore, they put Shmuel as if the one that said what? The opposite opinion, to see if he's going to agree with him anyway. Right? No, they just switched the Shitot around to him.
See how he reacts.
Right?
Because he's always
running the opposite around. Maybe he'll agree with Karna, the Devarim Bego. So Gemara says, Amar Lehu, he knew right away. He says, Ha Elohim? Sinicha get v'sinicha mi'un. What's the question? V'da you need a get, you need a mi'un. V'hasle l'zara'ed be'abba bar'abba t'nema hache. And hat v'shalom, that Shmuel would ever say such a thing? I don't believe Shmuel would say such a thing that you don't need anything. Adrabba. He knew right away. He says, yeah, you need a get, you need a mi'un. They called him Abba. Be'abba bar'abba. Shmuel's father was Abba bar'abba. So they called Shmuel the Zera of Abba Bar Abba. Okay, so Hasb Shalom that Abba Bar Abba would ever say such a thing. Which means he needs to get in Mi'un. Now the Gemara says, what is the logic over here? That's the question over here. What is the logic? So the Gemara says, Amar Vahabere Drav Ika Tzricha Get Shemen Nitratzea Av Bekidushin. Oh, because maybe the father is going to be happy with it.
After he heard about it,
let's say, he's more there. So it could be, in that case over there, where a father is maskim on a kiddushin that his daughter accepts, could be the mafreya, we're going to say that the kiddushin is a kiddushin to oraita, therefore you need a get. Could be the father is a shema netratse. Sidika mi'un, shema lo netratse ha'ab be kiddushin. Let's go slow. If the father was not the Tresel, you should need
nothing.
Oh, the Yomru en Kiddushin Tovsin Ba'achota. We have a law that says that what? A person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Correct? Behayah is correct. That means if he was married to the wife, he cannot marry the sister. So therefore, if you're going to say what? If you're going to say that you need nothing, so then the people are going to say, what? And kiddushin tofsin ba'adoshin. If you're just going to say, you need a get, right? So they're going to come along and say, well, that means they were married. And therefore they're going to say, what? That if he is mekadesh, the sister cannot be tofes, because and kiddushin tofsin the achot ishto. Oh, and it's really not so, because could be they were not married. Mm-hmm. And in the side that they were not married, really kiddushin is tofes, and therefore he needs a get from the achot.
Yeah.
So how do you solve that problem? You matzrich a mi'un. And therefore that shows that what? That could be there was something over here, and therefore they will not matir just to go out of the system without any process. Let's read it as she, you'll see it clearer. Look at Ashi. וצריכה מיון שמה לא נתנצע בקדושיה. Right? Could be what's going to happen. Maybe the father was not מתנצע בקדושין. If the father wasn't מתנצע בקדושין, then she had nothing. Yeah. So she says, הרואה שצריכו הגט סבור שנתנצע בקדושיה. Therefore the קדושין was a דאורייתא והאב אלי גרושתו מעל. And therefore she's a regular גרושה ושוב אין קדושין תופסין לו. We know that in kedushin tofsin bekaret. Dechtim b'chayeha. Kol shebechayeha. V'ikadish achotah. And what's going to happen if he does it? Atel apuka beloget. they're going to let her go out by little get, and that's not so. Because on the side that the father was not nitratse, it's nothing, and therefore the kiddushin by the achota is going to be hal. So therefore they were matzrich to make a mi'un. But it continues, Amar Rav Nachman ve'u sheshidchu. Ah, Rav Nachman adds a whole new element to the story. This, what we say, that if a ketana went and received the kiddushin without a father's knowledge, that's not so pashut. Ve'u sheshidchu. The father knew the guy already, he was introduced to him, he came to the house, there was shidduchin. He just didn't give his approval to go doing it, but he knew about the guy and he kept quiet. Uh-huh. Oh, so now you can say maybe his quietness, shittika is like all that. That's when you have a safek. But it's mashma that if there was no shidduchin over here, you don't got to be hoshesh to nothing. But you dafka, the whole safek over here is shishidchu. Look at that, she first word. I knew shishidchu. I mean, there was shidduchin. They went out, the father knew about it. Because of course, right, when he heard about it, maybe he kept quiet. Okay. Ula amar, Ula says, afilu mi'un ena siricha. Afalgav de shidchu. Wow, that's the other extreme. Even if they made shidduchin, you don't got to worry about nothing. When ketana goes without a father, nothing. Rashi, afilu miyun la sirika she'en maase ketana klum bechaye aviyah. Rashi says it's nothing. Therefore, you don't have to worry. So comes the Gemara and says, man de matni ha lo matni ha. The one that stated this did not state that. What is this talking about? Rashi. First, third line. Omeshani. Oh no, Mechila. Mechila. I'm going to read it again, please.
It was a question.
It was a question. I read it wrong. First white line again. Ula amar afilu mi'un ena sericha. Which means even a mi'un, when a ketana goes and does it, you don't need others. The Gemara asks, afagav de shidchu? Even in a case where you made shidduchin, where you're not choshesh, how far are you going? Right? So Gemara says, man de matniha, lo matniha. Rashi, the third line, man de matni pelukta de ula de Shmuel, the one that learns the mahloket of ula and Shmuel, lo matni ad de Shmuel, hai perushad de parish bar nahman vehushit shidchu. Which means, if you're learning it's a mahloket ula and Shmuel, he didn't have that ramification of shidchu, which is the mahlokir and ula and Shimon according to this is talking about shelosh shidchu. Oh, so if you say shelosh shidchu, very good. That means Shmuel's going to be hoshesh, even in shelosh shidchu, to say what? That maybe the father was netratzid. And on that, ula comes and says, no, lo shidchu. No, you're not going to be hoshesh about anything. But shidchu, kule amma, even maybe ula will say that you have to be hoshesh, which is the one that made the mahlokat ula and Shmuel did not have this caveat statement of shidchu. He learned that Shmuel said it in all cases afilu lo shidchu. And that ula came along and said, hey, listen, if it's lo shidchu, you don't got to worry about anything. Man de matniha, lo matniha. So comes the Gemara and says, ikadam, we have another gersa over here. Amar ula, ketana shetkadashash lo dat aviya. A ketana that got married, even shelo dat aviya. Afilu mi'un ena siricha. Does not need even, look at Rashi. Miltaba penafshehu, matnila. Which means the second version has Ula's statement alone, not connected to any other statements. He doesn't care. Even if there was shidduchin, ma'asek katana is nothing, and therefore Ula is saying you do not have to worry. That Gemara has a very strong question. Okay, let's go back to the first Mishnah in Masechet Yevamot before we read. Okay, no, let's give a simple case over here. You have over here a fellow that, let's give one case, fellow married his niece. Okay, fellow married his niece, they didn't have children, he died. What happens now? So now the girl falls to her father. No good, can't make kibum in that case over there. Okay, X. And the hadush over there is that once she's asur to the father, the tzara, if there's a co-wife, the co-wife also is X'd out and does not fall, then mutarim to go marry to the shuk. You do not need a Yibum, and once you don't need a Yibum, you don't need a Chalitza as well. Because if you're not eligible for Yibum, you're not eligible for Chalitza. That's the first thing. Kol ha'arayot she'potrim mi'yibum, potrim tzarotehen emahem. Okay, that was one of the cases that we brought. What's another case that we said over there? Look at Rashi, Rashi will give them over here. She says, v'chulam. Tet vav arayot. It was 15 cases. ששנינו ביבמות שפותרות צרותיהם וצרות צרותיהם מן החליצה מן היבום ויאליף המקרא שהערבה הנופלת ליבום and ערבה, the first יבום לפני קרוב שהוא עלה בקרת if it's a קרת situation פתורה ופותרת צרתה וכונה וכולן העריות but let's say the עריות died the guy was married to his niece and another lady and what happened the niece died. So now all he's married to is the second wife and now if he dies of course the tzara can fall because at the time that they fell there was no erva. Good. Imetu kodem shemet ba'al if the erva died before the husband or mi'anu beba'ala or let's say they made mi'un we'll see how that happens when she's the girl the erva made mi'un meaning she retroactively got out before the husband died. Or did Kashu, or Pashut, made the Girushin. Dekshemeta venaflat sarat neyabam, lot sarat erbaita. Which is not sarat erba, velo patra erba sarata, and this sarat erba, the saratona peturot, or mutarot neyabam. Good. Veketani, now one of the 15 is what? Bito, beotan tedvav. Now what's the case of Bito? That means a guy married his niece.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And it's the case also is that what? There was another lady as well. And if the lady, the bat, made mi'un. Let's call her mi'un first. She made mi'un. Now we have to think, what's the case that she made mi'un? How young was she when she got married? Oh, because if you're telling me what, a ketana, who married her off? We have to go through the whole scenario. So look at Rashi. V'kama di'im me'ana. בחיי אחי אביה שהוא בעלה ומת לאחר מיעון צרתה מתייבמת לאביה. Her father is still alive. Because obviously we're talking about that צרה is going to make you boom
to the father.
So the Gemara says, Alma יש לנו ביתו ממאנת בחיי אביה. ואיך ידמה? Which means, give me a case where the father is still alive and a daughter can make mi'un. What's the problem? So Gemara is going to speak out the problems. Or let's say the Alva became an Ailonit. So the marriage is nullified from the inception. Now, the Kidshaman. Let's go slow. Who married off this girl that eventually made mi'un?
Her father.
If the father married off this kiddushin deoraita, mi'un's not going to help. Ela lav the kidshai nafsha. Must be she married off herself. So what do you see? You have a question against Ula. You see that a ketana that marries herself off without the father's knowledge, you see it's a valid marriage and needs a mi'un. V'katani debaya mi'un. So there's a question against Tula. Look at that, she. He dekatcha avia lechem mi'un sagila b'tmiha v'alo zekta Tula l'la b'kidu shemito. And that dekatcha ihi nafsha. Shelo ledat avia. Because it was ledat avia, we need to get. Ela must be she gave many kiddushin. Shelo ledat avia. And still you see what? That the mi'un works. Hi, Ula, you said you don't need nothing. So the Gemara says, I'll give you another case. The case is talking about who motiv la who mefarek. He asked the question and he answered. What? Kegon shenaasa la maase yetoma bechaye ha'av. Which means, right? Which means it's possible that you could be a yetoma when the father's still alive. Now, the father has a right to marry her off once. Once already she gets married and the husband dies or the husband gives a divorce, now already she's still a ketana. Father has no more rights anymore. He gave up his rights once he married her. Now she has rights to marry herself up, but she's still a ketana. So she's subject to mi'un. So you can have a case. So she married her uncle, then she made a mi'un at 12 years old, and therefore the tzara's permissible. But the point is she could do that in a case when the father's still alive, if the father married her off already once. That's she. We conclude with this.
So when
look at that. She says, "Maase yitoma b'chaya av kegon shesia aviha." Father married her off lahir. Vinit armila, she became widowed. On it got a shabi katnuteh. Shareu he b'chaya aviha ki yitoma. The kevan shesia once. And via the shuta, what happened? Continue the story. Kitchahi tatsma la chayabia. She married herself off to her uncle. The hani kedushin ba'omiyun. Shelo ayala lamtin et da'at avia. We don't have to wait for her father's approval because she's on her own. Ubimiyun sagila den maasek etana klum elamet rabbanan. I think it's rabbinical. Titikun nesuin leketana she'en la'av shelo yiragum b'menagif ger. So they don't mistreat her. So they made a kedushin for. So therefore, you have a case. I have no problem with that case over there. She can make a mi'un. How can she make a mi'un? She was married before, therefore she can make a mi'un. But in a chenami, a regular girl that was never married before can never get married bechaye aviyah, because that's a basic and has nothing. Amen, amen.